This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Defense attorneys have started making their case in the STEM school shooting trial. The prosecution rested yesterday after spending 2 weeks presenting evidence that the accused shooter was a full and willing participant in the attack. His defense team will try to make the case that he was neglected at home, had been using drugs, and was under the sway of the other student who has pleaded guilty in the attack. Penrose, near Canyon City, will suspend its ambulance service next month. The all-volunteer organization was down to 2 volunteers in March, reports CBS Denver. One is set to retire and the other has a full-time job in addition to the ambulance work. On Facebook, the organization is asking for more volunteers who have EMT certification. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum is looking for a new CEO. The institution's board voted to fire their first chief executive less than a year after the museum opened in downtown Colorado Springs. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
A statement from the museum says CEO Chris Liddell was no longer employed by the organization as of the first of the month. The statement does not provide further details, calling it a confidential personnel matter. Liddell had been at the head of the $90 million museum project for 2 years before it opened last summer. He'd previously worked in top jobs with the Smithsonian and with National Geographic. Museum Board Vice Chair Phil Lane has been appointed acting CEO. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's sunny and just a bit cooler along the Front Range today, then it gets hotter again for the weekend. This is CPR News.